Wow. Thank you. Thanks. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wesley Autry. What I did on January 2nd of this year, I want you all to know that I would do it all over again. And I truly believe that each and every person in this room and around the world would have done the same thing. I spoke with Cameron and his mother on Thanksgiving Day, and Cameron is doing fine. You know, when I was down on the tracks, I remember the sound of the horns. I remember the sparks around my head. I remember holding on to that man saying, please don't push me, because if you do, I'm going to be the one that's going to get it, because I'm on top. And I told him something really simple with the train rolling over our head. Don't move. You know, the truth is what helped me to be able to focus on helping this man. That was two women, that was two remarkable ladies who held on to my daughters. And I would like to thank them tonight for doing that and for taking such good care of my daughters during that time. And that's a blessing for any father. I also would like to thank everyone for the cards, the letters, the scholarship, the donations. It means so much to me and my daughters. I'm a little nervous, you know. I had to get up today at 2:30 in the morning. You know? Okay. I'm a construction worker, you know? Duty calls. Okay, a couple months ago, I was at work, and a single father came up to me on the street, and he had his daughter with him. And he said, oh, you're the subway guy. I heard about you. You have two daughters. I got mines. You're struggling too. And you're hope for me. And you know, that really, really touched me because, you know, every day I walk the streets and I see strangers and, you know, people just show me so much love. And I see a change in New York. I see a change in New Yorkers' attitude because I'm from the South, you know. We open up our doors to you, you know what I mean? And I see people changing. I see people helping each other. And, you know, let us do that. Let the soldiers who are fighting today, let them not die in vain with us not caring for each other here at home. It doesn't make sense.